Thank you.
You're in serious, serious trouble, serious times. And while all these other distractions are going on, the world's moving. And I mean it, literally. And Soltec, he is an honorable brother. And his speaker is really coming along. And you'll note from each time we share, and this is why I offered a promotion, he had to push Callie. And we don't like to do that. But things happen so quickly. And you ones deserve, really, better explanations than just to say, well, you know, heaved a little over there. So I honor them both. I thank Callie very, very much. And please, Ed.
Okay. This writing was on Tuesday, December 29th at 10 p.m. Good evening, Soltec present. I come with the light of the Holy God of creation, serving in this mission with the host of God. Our work continues ever pressing this day as we watch and teach those who will hear. It grows tiresome for those who are working so diligently night and day, hardly having time out for the necessary personal tasks, which must also be attended. The bombardment from all sides against you goes on unceasingly, day in and day out. Yet, know that you are never alone and never more than a breath away from us. We understand the yokes which rest heavy upon you ones. However, even when it seems as though no more can be endured, a sudden energy comes upon you as you step forth in strength and bravery. You draw near the close of yet another of your years. In the coming days, many of you will find yourselves reflecting upon this past year. And when you contemplate all that has occurred, you will likely find yourselves wondering how you might have gotten through all the trials that were set upon you. You have come far, and you will go yet a little further. Fear not, for your strength shall be at hand when the demand is put forth. For strength is one of the greatest of the attributes that comes upon those who walk in the light of Holy God. But the strength of God shall be your strength. In the past 2 weeks of your time, you have had many seismic events upon your place, though you would have had to search long and hard to find out about them. These reports are purposely being held back from you, but nevertheless, you shall know of them anyway. You have had earthquakes in Indonesia, Alaska, Oklahoma, just off the coast of Oregon, Japan, China, and California, just to name those of greatest significance. There are literally thousands of small shakings daily on your planet, but the frequency of those of significant size is definitely on the increase. Not even your scientists would disagree with that. The areas of activity are also important and are being watched very closely, because most of the activity has been in and around the Pacific Rim area, which you know as the Ring of Fire. We have covered this information so many times in the past that by now many are becoming tired of the litany. Yet we cannot seem to stress to you ones adequately enough to get your attention. So if it means that you shall hear the same old stories over and over, then so shall it be. We have a mission, and that mission is to get you ones informed. Our mission is not to get you out of it, but rather to get you through it. If you get yourselves killed in an earthquake, volcano, or avalanche, hurricane, tornado, or flood, then we have not succeeded in getting you through it. So we must continue to beat the same old dead horse in hopes that at least someone is paying attention. The Pacific Rim is only beginning its long overdue upheaval. This is an extremely geologically active area of your world, and changes are going to occur, period. It matters not whether you believe that the big one is coming or not. The fact of the matter remains that geological changes are ongoing in this place and are only going to increase, not decrease. You are in the stages of warming up at this very time. This is why so many occurrences are taking place. There is a great amount of volcanic activity taking place in the depths of the Pacific Ocean, and these activities are the reason for all the shaking and shuddering, and in parentheses, those that are not being caused directly by your elite. End of parentheses. The tremendous energy that is released through the volcanic actions of your world is greater than any of your sophisticated weapons that your world has been so proud of. This energy deep within the earth has the ability to literally move mountains, and that is precisely one of the things that is taking place. It is moving existing masses of land and creating new masses, both of which cause the existing masses to be displaced. When they get pushed, they have to go somewhere, and you have earthquakes. The magma deep within the earth finds a channel to the surface, and it comes out, and you have a volcanic eruption. The pressure exerted by the activity in the Pacific Ocean is causing stresses upon all land masses that come in contact with the Pacific plate. You are therefore experiencing earthquakes in many places that are not necessarily part of the Pacific plate itself, but are affected by the pressures exerted upon it by this restless plate. For the most part, all of the islands in the Pacific Ocean were formed by volcanic activity. Because this is still a geologically active area, you can know that more islands will be formed in a like manner. Others will be destroyed by the volcanic activity and will plunge to the depths of the ocean. It is your world's way of renewing and regenerating herself. Likewise, all of your Pacific Northwest United States is but a chain of volcanic mountains, most of which are potentially volatile. I covered this matter in some depth just 2 weeks ago for you ones. You have a very serious situation in this area, one that needs to be considered at depth. There is a plate off of the coast of Washington and Oregon, the San Juan de Fuca plate, that is being squeezed between the Pacific plate and the North American plate. It is subducting, that is, diving beneath the North American plate, coming in contact with the magma chambers of the volcanic Cascade Mountain Range and placing stresses against these magma chambers. The little shaker that was experienced just off the coast of Oregon last week should be a signal that something is building there. Should any of the major volcanoes in this area erupt, as did Mount St. Helens several years ago, there would again be major devastation. Should Mount Rainier, Mount Hood, or even Mount Shasta rumble to life, Mount St. Helens would look like a Sunday stroll in the park. These other volcanoes carry multiple times the energy of Mount St. Helens. The same scenario is possible for the Indonesian lands and Japan, because in these places also there are many sleeping volcanic giants that are showing signs of awakening. The numerous seismic events of recent times in these places should also act as guideposts for those up in these places. Anytime there is that much increased geologic activity in one given area, you can know that it is merely the prelude to still greater things to come. Yet in your world, you would rather ignore the signals that your planet is sending out to you. You ignore it, thinking that by such action, the threat will simply go away. If you do not pay attention to it, it will not affect you. Besides, it's not convenient to your lifestyle to pay attention to that which is going on beneath your feet. You continue to build your cities and your homes on the most unstable areas of your planet, and then cry when a natural event destroys these things. You build in potential flood areas on the banks of rivers and lakes because the scenery is beautiful. You build on hills that are subject to mudslides and avalanches because the view is so breathtaking. Earth human has never learned how to live in a balanced relationship with his environment. And as long as he continues to defy such things, he will continually have his belongings destroyed by his own stubborn attitudes. His planet is giving him warnings of things to come, and he chooses to ignore those warnings and therefore signs his own death certificate. Now, I suppose that Soltec will be accused of being mean and cruel. Not so. My job is to get you woken up. If it takes getting a bit testy to get the message across and the job done, then so be it. Truth is truth is truth. And sometimes the truth rings a little too close to reality and it becomes hard to swallow. But those that hide from their fears and the truth will only live to face them another day. The longer you wait to face the truth, the greater will the struggle be. Not all have hidden from the truth, not all are living in ignorance, but far too many are still choosing to do so. It would be our wish that all would awaken and look around without clouded vision and see that which is truly taking place. Most, however, sit glued to the television tube and believe everything that they are being told. The non-news is so full of lies and half-truths that no one could possibly know what is happening in your world if this is your only source for information and current events. For this reason, the Phoenix Liberator was born. You need a source of truth, regardless of who is giving it, for truth will stand on its own. It does not require a judge and jury to prove it. The more that is hidden from you, the people, the greater the job shall become of those who work endlessly to produce this source of information. And they do it with joy. Let us bring this to a close for this evening. The new year holds the promise of only more work and more trials for you of Earth. Be a leader, still the elite, and you are still the people whom they intend to control. Therefore, hold close to God and draw near unto his host as we move ever closer and closer to the finale. Blessings upon all those who hear and unto those who serve. Soltec declare, salut.
Salut. Salut. Soltec. Thank you, Kelly. It's just an update. Most of the things that are underway, you're not going to be able to do anything about. On the other hand, we're doing a great many things that most of you don't know anything about. The brothers can only tell you. And then we are allowed to show the way. And it seems like an incredible struggle. Very often seeming like there's nothing but backsliding and slipping, a step forward, 10 back, only to claim two. But things must be done correctly. And ones get a little bit of information and they go absolutely berserk, trying to share it with everybody. Sometimes that intention is good. Most of the time, it is totally thoughtless. ones who would say, well, God, please, just give me free energy, this device. Tell me how to do it. I want to get it to everybody in the world. What you want to do is get it kept from everybody in the world. Because if God were not more capable of seeing the overall, he might very well give it to you to teach you a very good lesson. That you're not willing to do your job in order to receive of those gracious, insightful gifts. And others will take those parts and pieces and then delude a world by offering them as the answer. They may even have a partial answer. But we are instructed to be very cautious, very careful at what we bring, how we bring it, and how it is handled. So it will never be as most ones think it will be. And almost all things will appear to be an accident or coincidence. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. And always gifts will be put into the hands of ones that can protect them well enough to at least allow them out there. It's a little bit like the journals. They're out there now. It's going to be very, very hard to gather them all up. But at this point, a lot of damage could still be done. And we have made our decisions as to what we're going to do about that. Obviously, they're not getting to enough people. And you ones have to understand that most of the world is against you. And that's why you're not gifted with a whole lot of funds and money. It has to unfold, and it has to unfold properly. And none of you have earned your PhD in patience. I have an ambiguous statement. Quit thinking. And then always, for goodness sakes, why don't you think? I know that it's frustrating. We have the gift of gifts. We have the perfection of a life supporting system. Now, how do we get it to you? Well, we're going to get it to you. And its own simplicity will make most decline it. It's all right. Notice what they're doing. What are they doing in Denver today? Inoculating a city for hepatitis A. Because one caterer has scattered it. Ah, it's incredible. And you ones are so blind. And with what we have, the bodies could be cellularly perfect. And withstand anything they can throw at it. But I wonder how many of you will do it. And we daresn't give you the perfected. But we'll see what you do with a little bit lesser. And that means a heavy, heavy load for some of my very precious people who are already overworked. But we're going to do it. and they're willing to do it. And for listeners, especially when you get these tapes, be patient while we structure some kind of a distribution system. And then allow us the ability to make changes, constant changes, because we cannot figure from this point what is out here. Because I already have another load for these ones when we finish this meeting. Because through accident, Dharma has the next antibiotic. And she was going to throw it in the garbage. Well, I believe we won't do that. But this is what your enemy will try to get you to do. Become numb. Become so weary that some mold on a piece of slime appears to have just been a total failure and you want it out of your kitchen. I welcome friends here. Diane, we're going to miss you. Many of us are going to miss you greatly. You're so kind. I'm going to get emotional. Let's read about the adversary that always ticks me off. Please remember something, people. I'm such a breath away. Going to be all right.
Yes, we're changing location.
The divine plan. Am I on?
Yeah. Or now.
The divine plan.
Let's give him this one. Maybe.
That'll keep her mouth shut too.
The Divine Plan, Part 9. Seeds of Destruction, December 2nd, 1992. Blessings unto you this day, blessed child. It is I, Master Jesus. We shall begin today to speak on the seeds of destruction. You knew we would be getting around to these items very soon, as we have been discussing the same with you on the inner. The seeds of destruction, once planted, grow as horrible weeds within the spiritual makeup of anyone who plants them. They form large, vacant, dark spots within the soul, pushing out all light. These are the tools of the adversary. You must realize that once these seeds are planted, you fast become absolutely powerless over the growth of the same. You, precious children, can conquer the growth of the seeds of destruction only by recognizing your own inability to control the growth of them. Instead of actively trying to control their growth, you must humble yourselves to admit your own powerlessness over the growth of these weeds and come humbly unto Creator, asking for help in removing the same. Let us list herein these cancers of the soul. They are sloth, jealousy, malice, includes gossiping, lying, fault-finding, hypocrisy, slander, anger, rage, hostility, greed, includes gluttony, lust, extreme jealousy, magical thinking, pride, includes prejudice, arrogance, fear, guilt. These cancerous behaviors, if fed over time, grow cancerous obsessions. Precious ones, you are powerless over obsessions. Now let us continue. Beloved children, you who grow these seeds of destruction will frequently be the last ones to admit that you have grown them. To those around you, these dark, cancerous growths will be quite obvious, unless those around you are afflicted with the same kinds of growths. As these cancerous growths build upon themselves, your very being becomes darkened. Once your being is darkened with the plants of these seeds, you will need help to remove them. You alone cannot remove them. It is when you humbly seek to be filled with the light of Creator that you can allow these dark, cancerous weeds to be dissolved by the light of God. These cancerous growths will be dissolved slowly, usually, and will eventually disappear as you call upon the light of Creator to do for yourself that which you cannot do. At some point, you will be very surprised to note that you have none of the cancerous weeds remaining. Precious ones, recognizing your own powerlessness is but one step of the 12-step program used by Alcoholics Anonymous and many other programs associated with the healing of obsessions or compulsions. The 12-step program is a divinely inspired program which heals the soul. The more you focus upon the cancer, the more it grows. Little ones, it is just as the garden which is fertilized. The more it is tended, the more it grows. You will not clean out the cancerous weeds through human will alone, for you are indeed powerless to do so. If you all could clean out the cancerous weeds, you certainly would. Many of you certainly have strong desires to do the same, yet desire alone will not do it. Your main problem in all cases is a human will gone awry. Precious children, you will never evolve in the kingdom of Creator unless you will submit unto the will of Holy Creator and live the laws. For as long as you submit to your own willfulness, you are placing yourself, the creation, before, ahead of, the Creator. You make yourself God, Creator. You cut yourself off from the light of God and fall squarely into the camp of the adversary. You become powerless over the growth of these weeds, which will devour you in time. You will not be evolving spiritually as long as you are soaked with the darkness of the growth of these weeds. For those filled with the darkness become lost in the Antichrist war of darkness. You sheep, who know these seeds to be destructive, but nonetheless sow the same, are often found hounded by guilt. For guilt is the poisonous byproduct of the growth of most all seeds of destruction. Behold, sheep, excessive human willfulness produces excessive guilt, which produces greater spread of cancerous weeds. All of you who grow these seeds constantly fight a darkness of spirit. You live a roller coaster existence as you fight to push away from consciousness the ugliness of the cancers which grow within you. Most of you appear to be phony and shallow on the outer, depending upon the pervasiveness of the growth of the weed and your degree of suppression. Any discussion of the above makes you very uncomfortable, as you are afraid that others might see your lie. Others of you talk about what is going on inside of you, but you refuse to come in humility and admit your own willfulness and powerlessness. You who are relying on magical thinking to get you cured, nay, it shall not be so. It is your work. You have grown the cancerous weed. Do not expect a magical cure. There is no magic from this side. The rate of your cure equals the degree of your sincere desire to be healed, plus your sincere willingness to do your work needed for the healing. Precious children, the healing means you must unload your own garbage from the inner. Write it down so that you do not overlook any slight to another human being. Make a solid and true list of those you have harmed, seek forgiveness, and make amends to all involved. If you are an atheist, forget the healing. The healing light of God does not go where the same is denied entrance. For the effectiveness of the 12-step program depends upon your belief in a higher power doing for you that which you cannot do for self. For the same to take place, you must let go of all personal willfulness, placing instead of your own will, the will of Creator. Precious children, the will of God is that each of you be whole, not darkened or fragmented, for you are each divine creations. As you let go of your own willfulness, you will open yourself up to spiritual evolution. The process is a simple one, indeed, but think not that you can cut it short, for it demands a total honesty. I did say total honesty, for the principles of Creator operate on truth, not half-truth. Make a list of all you have offended and make amends where possible. When you start to make a list of your offenses toward yourself, your brethren, and Creator, do not expect to recall all at once. The big offenses will stand out as a bandaged thumb. In time, however, you will recall most, if not all, and you will be well on the way to the cleaning out, the inner. But when you have done as much, you will be joyous indeed, for your boat will be lighter and the sailing will be smoother. The problem many of you have is that you allow yourselves to be pulled back into the same kinds of thinking and acting. For this reason, the programs such as Alcoholics Anonymous and other 12-step programs offer the group encouragement you need to help strengthen yourself against attacks from the adversary. For it is the desire of Satan and his followers to drive you back into the planting of the seeds. It is here that you must use your own willfulness to say no to the planting of the seeds. Call upon the armor of God and ask for help from these realms. Clean your garden on a minute-to-minute basis. The growth of any of the above cancerous weeds can lead any of you into alcoholism or drug addiction, perversions of the flesh, murder, thievery, and so on. Which was first, the seed or the weed? Answer if you will, for it is indeed truth that one seed will make a weed which grows many, many seeds. You might not know about the presence of the seed, but look, precious children, and you will note the growth of the weed. The growth of the weed manifests on the outer through overt behaviors. For the nature of the mind is to bring manifest in the material that which is on the inner. Precious children, you need only one seed. Thus is the nature of growing your weeds of destruction. In this way you go about planting and cultivating your own inner sanctuary. The same is planted and cultivated unto freedom, which is of Creator, or unto slavery, which is of the Antichrist. Thus it is. I am, as you know me, Master Jesus, the Christed One. December 11th, 1992. Blessings unto you this morning, Rosa. It is I, Moses. Now, precious child, let us continue with the Divine Plan, Section 2. Herein, little ones, we are about to discuss the seeds of destruction. These seeds, which have been outlined in a previous dictation, are planted by you and often fed by the workers of darkness. But remember, it is you who gives acceptance for the same to take place and to grow. Remember, no matter the extreme forces upon you, it is you who gives, allows, space for these seeds to grow. These seeds always take away the light of God, thereby giving place for the adversary to take hold. This, precious child, is most often by very small degrees, but without your own conscious notice. As you know, Rosa, the drug addicted, who prays to be released of the obsession to drug, awakens one day to find the obsession no more. Well, the case is reversed with the growth of the seeds of destruction. Once allowed place to grow, the one who has given place to these seeds awakens one day to find a consumption with the weeds produced by the seeds. Then, precious children, it is your work to extract the weed. Do you think your work to be any easier than that of the alcoholic or drug addicted in getting rid of the obsessed to drink or drug? No, indeed, for the runaway weed will grow beyond your own control. You must remember that the 12-step program works because those therein admit their own powerlessness and come unto Creator with a penitent heart, asking that God do for them that which they can no longer do for themselves, make them whole, heal them. Children, you must remember that the growth of these weeds is frequently fed by the workers of darkness. These invisible dark forms will speak to your mind and the spirit through thought transfer and will aid in the growth of such weeds within you to the point of your own destruction. These wish to estrange you from all support systems, such that you no longer wish to live. They will often stalk you in numbers, pushing to displace your soul and possess your body. They wish to drive out all light within your being, causing darkness, confusion, and destruction. They wish to have none of you in the earth sphere. Many of you are calling this a bunch of hogwash. Such is your right to do the same. For you are led erroneously to believe that these so-called possessions are frothing at the mouth and flying around the room. Little ones, this is rarely the case whatsoever. You have been deliberately deceived again by the Zionist elite, Satan's Select, who own and control your media, and, I say, your very country and your very world. Remember, quote, by their works you shall know them, unquote. In these latter days they have made certain to place themselves in greater positions of power. These know one another and have banded together while you, the ignorant masses, have been without direct communion with the higher realms. They are crafty and cunning. They know what they are all about, for they have memories of many, many thousands of years intact. You, on the other hand, have crossed over into the veil of forgetfulness and have returned to work out your debts to self and others. These rebellious spirits do not bow to admit there is a God, as they place selves in the stead of God. They are atheists. They refuse to come unto God to be accountable for their wrongs. They will tell you what you wish to hear, and most of you believe what they tell you, as you do not know of their history. They have removed all truths about themselves from the history books. This includes your most prized history book, the Bible. Thus you have no way of knowing about them and the history of their works. Precious children, it is time to awaken to the truths of your predicament. You are in the very latter days, and it is time that the truths were given unto you, that you might know of them and what you have been up against all along. They have known you from the time of your very birth and far beyond, And for those of you who have been returned to do a spiritual work, it is you these have attacked the greatest. That which they dare to show of themselves on your television sets regarding the movie Eternal Evil was presented by them about their very selves, such that you would accept the same to be in the class of Dracula, for much fantasy was given therein. You must remember that within the lies they give unto you some truths. To the unknowing, you accept all as lie. This same tool they used with your so-called Holy Bible, so that you bought the whole as a total truth. Precious children, these who changed your Bible and other scriptures around the world have been the Pharisees, continuing by another face, another culture, another tongue. They are warring mongrels who continue down through history with their motto of divide and conquer, divide and conquer. They know that if they divide you one against the other through wars and more wars and separate you from the truth of God, they will surely fall. This has been their modus operandi since the beginning, and they are much experienced in the same. It is you, precious children, who must begin to know whom you are facing and just how they operate. For once you can grasp the same, you will be all the wiser in your fight against their bid for total world dominion. Many in your midst who commit murders and other heinous acts and swear that a voice told them to do the same are often telling truths. Others of these who tell the same are psychopaths. The truth is not in them, as the same are one of them. Now, do you suppose that it does you a bit of good to send some of these hardened criminals to the electric chair or to otherwise take of their lives? Look at the above scenario. Many of these will only remain in your sphere, where they will continue with their evil work in spirit. Just as I communicate these writings to Rosa through electric impulses, these same ones communicate the seeds of destruction to many of you. These workers of darkness exist in spirit form all around you, yet operate at a level beyond the frequency of the normal vision, just as do we. Just as you cannot see us with the physical eyes, you cannot see them with the physical eyes, unless, of course, you are in possession of a body, physical. Then these would appear as any of the rest of you. But, precious children, you have been warned many times over to observe their behaviors. By their fruits you shall know them. In this manner you shall not be deceived for long, for their spiritual makeup will be fast in the showing. You are not told to judge the person, for you are forbidden to do the same. You are told to judge the behaviors. It is important, 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 and cannot be overstressed. How do you all suppose that you came to trail the wolves? You have continued to trail the wolves regardless of their behaviors. Now the same are firmly entrenched among your leadership running your country, and you shall all have the piper to pay. Beware and double beware. You who conjure up the same through Ouija boards and the like, you are working toward your own destruction. Anyone on the receiving end of these transmissions for purposes of teaching others within your sphere is given grand training in the fighting of evil entities before being allowed to receive. For such a one is most certainly bombarded and must certainly have the gifts of discerning and knowing, as well as much practice in spiritual warfare. Remember, precious children, that some of those you might condemn to the electric chair might open up to higher teachings and truths in time. You cannot predict the direction of the heart. Would you deny another human being the right to spiritual evolvement? None of you have any reason to be within your sphere, save it be to evolve spiritually. You who would deny one such an opportunity to evolve spiritually are placing yourselves in the stead of God. Do you not know that you are accountable and thus judged? Remember, many of you accept these destructive seeds as your own, and you give place for them to grow. Remember, only you can give them a place to grow. little ones, remember that these evil spirit forms will frequently stalk the same person en masse, seeking to displace the soul and possess the body. If filled with great darkness, such an individual will no longer know which thoughts are from self and which are not from self. The point is to recognize that certain thoughts do or do not come from yourself, and quickly dismiss those which are not your very own. Give the negative no place to grow within you. If you do find them growing, do as you have been told to, clean yourself from the same. You must remember that once these have their sight set on you for possession, they will dog you. Be sure to start each day with prayer and meditation. Dedicate each day to the works of Creator, asking for protection.